Okay, so here's a question. As a student, should you or should you not have a plan B when it comes to your major choice, your career goals, your dreams? Should you put everything you have into plan A until you reach the success you want? Or should you, in the back of your mind, have a plan B that says if A is looking fishy or is not working at all, I'm going to leave that plan now and go to something else. I think when, regardless of your answer, whether it's yes or no, you have to weigh three things: time, money, and capability. If I have the time to pursue something, and I have the financial means to pursue something, excuse me, and there are no physical or mental limitations in my way, then sure, stick with the plan A. If you knew since you were 8 years old that you wanted to be a doctor, and you knew, oh, I want to be a pediatrician. That's all I want to do. I want to work with the babies and the kids, and I want to be a pediatrician, a kid doctor, a child doctor, children doctor, and I want to study medicine. I want to do these things, and that's all you keep talking about. That's every time somebody sees you, Halloween, you're a doctor as a costume. Career day, you're dressed up as a doctor with the lab coat and the stethoscope. You can't wait to become a doctor. Then, hey, plan A, go with that. You become that doctor. And don't stop until you do. But if you have the time to do that, and you have the financial means to pursue that, whether it's your money or, depending on what situation, if you had to take out student loans, I cringe when I say that. But if you have the means to pursue that education, and there's no obstacles in your way, which I can't see any, being in the way of that career goal, then why not? Go for it. Keep doing it until it's done. But if one of those three things are off, then it's okay to have a plan B. And I'm gonna give you an example. When I was little, I wanted to be a basketball player. That was all I wanted to be. My mother kept it real with me. She said, "Well, if that doesn't work out, what are you gonna do?" And in my head, I'm thinking, "What do you mean if that don't work out? I'm gonna be a basketball player." Now, did I play a lot? No. Did I practice a lot? No. I had a little, basketball goal in the backyard and stuff like that. And I would play at school here and there, in gym class, or if I'm at the YMCA when I was really little, over the summer, there were times where I would play for fun. But was I good? No. Not at all. So, if my mother saw that in me before I did, I could have had all the passion in the world to watch sports, want to study the game, learn more about the rules of the game, how the game is played. Even as I got older, understanding the behind the scenes stuff like trades and free agency about the game and stuff like that, but still just was not great at playing it. She saw something in me that I didn't see. Maybe you should have a plan B that says, well, if I'm not a player, maybe I could be a trainer. Maybe I could be an assistant coach, a coach, GM, you know what I'm saying? A journalist, something that puts you around your passion or what you like to do, but is not the direct goal that you may have had. In her mind, it was like you might not be on the court, but you can still be in the arena. And that's like a metaphor for the whole scale, or it's symbolism for the whole aspect of choosing a career. You might not have to be directly involved with this particular thing, but you can indirectly merge your passion into a career that's not that. Physically, she saw, hey, your capability physically will not get you there. I was short and I was scrawny. Now, I understand you never want to diminish someone's dream. Okay, that's fine. But there are times where you need to be told the truth. Outside of Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb, how many, and there were a couple others, but exactly over the scale of the league, how many short players with limited skills did you see playing professionally? And that was my mother's point. Unless you gain some weight, gain some height, or gain some skill, that is not going to be for you. And so I had to be open to understanding that maybe I should have more than one passion, more than one goal, more than one dream. And it's okay to be that. When I was in college, well, before I started that, I did run track in high school. And even with the Olympics and stuff, I had to have that same understanding. You're not the fastest. You have the passion to run that fast, but you don't have the physical capability, the wind, the speed, the endurance. You know, you don't have all of that to be that fast. So it's okay to have passion for what you want, but understand that maybe time, money, and capability are not in your favor. For instance, college. I wanted to major. I changed my major. I wanted to be a chemistry major. I wanted to be a computer science major. I went undeclared. And when I was undeclared, after changing a few times, I didn't lose any time because all this was in like leading up, either leading into being accepted to the school or going through my freshman year of the school. So I wasn't taking much but core classes. You know what I'm saying? So when I changed my major from computer science, I went undeclared. And so I told myself to sit down and think about really what it is I wanted to do. And I knew I always liked, again, sports. I like orthopedics. I liked, education, so to speak. And so I was just kind of jumbling some of these things in my head as to what in the world am I going to do as a career. And I wanted to do sports medicine. But at the school where I was, I didn't want to lose my credits that I had. I said, I, in my mind, I was like, I spent money, I earned a scholarship, and I don't want to feel like I wasted my scholarship by having to take another career path. And I remember looking into the physical therapy and the sports medicine program. They had a master's of sports medicine at the school I attended, but no undergraduate degree in it. So I said, well, maybe that'd be down the line, but let me do physical therapy or, something like that. They had an athletic training track under this health science program, but then that got cut. So I said, well, I'm going to do physical therapy. But you had to go all the way through your master's degree to be awarded both your bachelor's and your master's degree, if that makes sense. And so as capable as I thought I was education-wise, I thought I was a very smart student. I got intimidated by that under the time and money aspect. I felt like I don't have that time. I wanted something that I can graduate, have a career right away after the bachelor's level and be done and move on with my life. I felt like I didn't want to spend extra money, take out a student loan after student loan after student loan to try to pay for graduate school. No, I didn't want that right then. Now, fast forward that I have a master's degree in adult education. Now, I feel like, well, man, maybe I could have done that. But I didn't see it that way then. Back then, I had other dreams and goals. And so time and money were factors as to why, no, I'm going to go to this field of radiologic science. I like x-rays. I like bones. Maybe I can be an x-ray tech for a team, work in orthopedics, and be the person that x-rays the players when they get hurt. That's really what my goal was. And I like what I do. Don't get me wrong. I really love what I do. But at that time, that's what I was telling myself, merging my passion with my dream. or with my career at that time. And so what happened, I chose not to do physical therapy because I found out that they only accepted like 7 people out of like 50, 60 applicants. I said, ooh, what are the odds of me getting in? Am I willing to wait if I don't get in? How much time do I have to wait if I don't get in? Can I wait till next year? What will I do in between that time? How will I make money and save money by waiting until I could get in? Time and money were my factors that I felt like were going to limit me as to having that as a plan A without having a backup plan. So I wanted a plan B. Radiologic science was my plan B, and it turned into my plan A once the original plan A moved out the way. But what if I didn't have a backup plan? Would I still pursue that and get over the fears and intimidation of spending more time and money and waiting and having a lot of what ifs? There were what ifs no matter what I chose, but I didn't see it as strenuous as that physical therapy program. That's the honest truth. There are times where if you are honest with yourself, time, money, or capability, one's ability to perform a task is hindered. And you have to accept that it's a hindrance at that point and move on from that. This is not saying, oh, man, because I'm in a wheelchair or because I have an educational disability or limitation that I can't be great in life. No, that's not what I mean. But look at my basketball example. If I wasn't growing anymore past 5'7", 5'8", and my skills wasn't polished, I'm doing myself a disservice by keeping that as my only go-to plan. I'm doing myself a disservice. Sometimes we know that the stakes are high and are willing to go for those dreams that we have despite those stakes. Nobody is saying lose passion. But in the meantime of trying to develop that passion into success, you may have to use building blocks and forms of other plan Bs to get there. That's really what it's about. It's not wrong with having more avenues of success. There's not anything wrong with that. I feel like because I have a radiologic science background, I have an education background, I'm an author and a poet, I feel as though I learned how to, learn certain things in my graduate studies that I feel like, oh, if I really want to know more about that, I can take other classes on that particular aspect, but I'm glad I got introduced to it here. That's the whole premise of college in the first place, is to introduce you to enough to give you something to work with. So I never felt boxed in. But I do feel that if I boxed myself into one plan and that plan does not work, I, knowing me, will feel as though, wow, now I've lost all that time and effort. What do I do now? What did it cost me? So evaluate you for you. Plan A's are great, and you may not ever need a plan B. You might be so good at what you do that that's all you need to do. You hear a lot of entertainers say that. Like, I just want to be a comedian. I knew I wanted to be a comedian. There was nothing else. I wanted to be in arts and entertainment. There was nothing else I wanted to do. So I put everything I had into that. But then you have some that say, well, while I was trying to become the best superstar that you know in these movies and these TV shows, I had to work as a busboy. I had to work at this as this type of job, that type of job. All these things, they tell you their backstory, and they were just building blocks to where they wanted to be. That still was the main plan. They just had to take different avenues to do it. So it's okay if all you want to do is the one thing you want to do. But are you willing to do other things to get to that? Keep that in your foresight. Keep that ahead of you. Pursue that. Go for that. Proceed in that direction, but understand you may have to pick up some things along the way to because time is moving. And money is being spent. And after a while, are you going to be able to do the same thing that you want to do 10 years ago? when you said you wanted to do that? If 10 years pass and you're still not at the level where you want to be, do you still pursue that or do you move on? Do you feel like you wasted 5 to 10 years? It's a lot to evaluate. When you're choosing a major, I hope, and I do want to talk about this in a different podcast episode. Make sure you are starting with the passion, but what do you do if that passion doesn't turn into profit and prosperity? What do you do? Do you keep feeding that passion, or do you say to yourself, this cannot be the only thing I'm passionate about? This can't be my only thing. It's okay to have a plan A. It's okay to have a plan B. It's okay not to. Figure it out for yourself. Whatever you do, keep striving and keep pushing. Keep your passion. Find a way to merge passions. Find a way to keep options open. Keep doors open. Keep opportunities coming. Hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, I just want to say thank you once again for tuning in to this episode of Flip the Coin Over. You can find this and previous episodes on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and several platforms, so feel free to share with others around you. You can also check out my website to find more about me, taacker.com, about my books that I write and things like that. Look for me on Instagram at taacker and also on Facebook, taacker LLC. As always, flip the coin over. Have a blessed one.